Why don't we begin with a little bit of kitchen, and just keep your eye on me.
Thank you.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before taking sannyas, was known as Nimai Pandit, as Viswambhara. And he was the greatest scholar in all of Navadvipa, which was basically a university town. Then he went to Gaya. And in Gaya, he took initiation from Shripad Ishwara Puri. And immediately, he became ecstatic. He immediately wanted to go to Vrindavan. But there was an Akashvani, a voice in the sky, the devotees reminded him that it was time to begin the Sankirtan movement. So Mahaprabhu went back to Navadvipa. He met with his devotees. And at that time, he himself was teaching. But something had changed deeply within his mood. Even though he was 16, he had his own school, his own students, under the great Sanskrit scholar Gangadas Pandit. But something had changed, because Mahaprabhu was beginning to manifest the Sankirtan movement by virtue of his own ecstasy. Now we will read from Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, a little bit adapted. Glory, glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the auspiciousness of the world. O Lord, please place your lotus feet upon my heart. Please give me that charity. All glories to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. And anyone who hears about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly attain pure devotional service. When Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, after he took initiation from Sripad Ishwara Puri, he began to exhibit the symptoms of his great love for Krishna. And seeing these symptoms, the devotees felt their hearts were filled with wonder. In this way, with his true identity concealed, the same Lord Krishna, who is now the fair and handsome Lord Chaitanya, stayed disguised in Navadvipa. No one had the power to know the Supreme Lord had descended to this world and was staying in their midst. Thus, after returning from Gaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, went to the home of his teacher, Gangadas Pandit. He bowed down before his feet. His teacher respectfully picked him up and warmly embraced him. Gangadas said, "Now you have returned from Gaya, O my son. You are both fortunate and you are glorious. And because of you, both the families of your father and mother have attained liberation. Your students all await with you. Even if the demigod Brahma were to order them, your students would not open their books without your presence. So for today, you can go home and you can resume your teachings tomorrow on the bank of the Ganga." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bowed down before Gangadas and then left. He was wrapped in tasting the nectar of Lord Krishna's sweetness. And that night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not sleep, for he was overcome with feelings of separation from his Lord, Sri Krishna. The next day at dawn, he went to the Ganga to bathe. Immediately, his students surrounded him. but no words other than Krishna, 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 Krishna came from his mouth. His students were unable to understand the great change that had overwhelmed their teacher. On their request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to instruct them. And when the students, following tradition, said Hari before opening their books, the son of Sachi, hearing the name of Hari, he became filled with bliss and he left his external consciousness and fell into a deep trance of ecstasy. Wrapped in meditating upon Lord Krishna and casting his merciful glance upon all who were present, Lord Chaitanya in ecstasy began to speak. All grammatical sutras, all the itihas, the histories, and all commentaries are in truth just simply names of Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is eternal. The scriptures do not describe anything but Krishna. And he is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the creator, the maintainer, and destroyer. Brahma, Shiva, and all the others are his servants. And anyone who speaks of anything other than Krishna is wasting his life. All Shastra, it declares that devotion to Krishna's feet is the greatest treasure. Only teachers who are bewildered by Maya avoid devotion to walk on a different path. A person who has in his heart, who in his heart does not call out Lord Krishna's names, names like Krishna, the all-attractive, names like Karuna Sagara, the ocean of mercy, names like Jagat Jivan, the life of the world, Sevaka Vatsala, he who is affectionate to his servants, Ananda Gopana Nandana, he who is the son of Nanda Gopa. Those who do not call out these names, may he be learned and may study all the scriptures, but his final destination will not be good. But on the other hand, even if a poor and lowly person with many faults chants Krishna's holy names, he will certainly go to Krishna's spiritual abode. This is the teachings of all the Shastras, and whoever doubts this will suffer. Lord Krishna is so merciful and compassionate. He gave liberation to Putana. How can anyone reject him and meditate on someone else? Lord Krishna gave liberation to Agasura. To attain what great pleasure do people renounce glorifying Krishna? A person who will not chant Lord Krishna's holy name, a name that purifies all the world, such a person must enter into the realm of suffering. That is his fate. A person who will not sing Lord Krishna's holy name and dance, a holy name that makes Brahma and the demigods wild in a great festival of bliss, he creates for himself an inauspicious future. Persons intoxicated by wealth, by their learning, and by their aristocratic families, they do not understand the glories of the holy name of Krishna, a name that rescued Ajamya. All my brothers and sisters, please listen to my words. Please worship the priceless treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna. Goddess Lakshmi yearns to serve those feet. Lord Shiva is a pure servant of those feet. From those feet, Goddess Ganga was manifested. Oh, my brothers and sisters, please, please, I beg you to aspire those to serve those lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's students, who had simply been expecting a lesson in grammar, they listened with their minds focused. Overcome with emotion,
And in an ecstatic trance, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next began to explain grammatical rules in such a way that each word revealed Lord Krishna as the supreme truth. After some moments, the Lord returned to external consciousness. He was embarrassed, and he said nothing more. The Lord asked, "How did I explain the grammatical sutras today?" The students replied, "We did not understand anything. You said that every word in the scriptures means Krishna. Who is qualified to understand your commentaries?" Lord Chaitanya began to laugh and he said, "Oh, Bhai, tie up your books for the day and let us go together and bathe in the Ganga." On hearing the Lord's words, all the students tied their books and, accompanied by Lord Chaitanya, they went to the Ganga. Like a full moon rising from the ocean, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played in the Ganga's water. Just play a little bit louder. Assuming the role of a Vaishnava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only saw Lord Krishna's presence everywhere. Whenever he was eating, sleeping, or awake, he did not speak of anything but Krishna. With his ears, he only heard Lord Krishna's names day and night. With his mouth, he only spoke the word Krishna Chandra without stopping. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot the nectar of learning, scholarship. He was only attracted to Krishna. But early each morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's students gathered for class. And he who was the master of the three worlds sat with them, and he lectured. However, nothing but Krishna came to his tongue. A student asked him, "What is the perfection of the varnas, the letters of the alphabet?" And Mahaprabhu replied, "Lord Narayana is the perfection of all the varnas." A student asked, "How could Lord Narayan, the Supreme Lord, be the perfection of the letters of the alphabet?" The Lord replied, "The Lord Narayan, by his glance alone, he created the varnas." A student asked, "Oh Pandit, please give the right explanation." The Lord said, "You should remember Lord Krishna at every moment. I've described to you how to worship Krishna, and this is the correct teaching of all the scriptures. In their beginning, middle, and end, the scriptures only teach the worship of Krishna." Hearing the Lord's explanation, the students laughed. One student said, "I think the words of the people of Navadvipa must actually be true. The cause of your explanations is an imbalance of the life airs. Your explanations have changed so much since you have returned from Gaia. Why do you now speak in this way?" The Lord replied, "This is the teachings of all Shastra. If you cannot understand the truth of my words now, then you should think deeply about them. Each of you should go to a secluded place, study your books, and then later in the afternoon, we'll meet again and we can discuss these points again." And hearing the Lord's words, the surprised students tied up their books and left. After after this morning class, but before the afternoon class, some students went to Ganga Das Pandit and told him of the Lord's behavior, and they told him of his words. They said, Nimai Pandit says that all words in the scriptures only refer to Lord Krishna, to nothing else. The hairs of his body remain erect, and he simply is always chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Sometimes he laughs, sometimes he screams in ecstasy, and each day he only teaches us that all grammatical rules somehow describe Lord Krishna. We do not have the power to understand his explanations. O holy Ganga Das Pandit, please tell us, what should we do? Hearing the students' complaints, the Brahmin Ganga Das, who was the crest jewel of teachers, he smiled and he said, this afternoon, I will speak to Nimai Pandit. Later that afternoon, all the students again happily assembled to hold their class with their teacher, Nimai Pandit, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Ganga Das Pandit arrived, the Lord bowed, and he placed upon his head the dust of his teacher's feet. And Ganga Das, in return, blessed him by saying, may you attain true learning. But then, a little bit later, in a private place, Ganga Das said to Nimai Pandit, O Vishwambhar, you are my son. Please hear my words. It is a great fortune that you are now teaching Brahmanas. Your maternal grandfather is Sri Nilambara Chakravarti. He is well known, he is a scholar, and he is a great devotee. Your father is Sri Jagannath Misra. Both your mother's family and your father's family, they're all scholarly. And you yourself are an expert in commenting on grammar and other scriptures. If you renounce serious study, will that aid your attaining devotion to the Lord? Are your father and maternal grandfather not learned? Are they not devotees of the Lord? Understanding this, you should apply yourself to the path of scholarship. It is by study and learning that one becomes a Vaishnava Brahmana. If you remain uneducated, how will you know right from wrong? Please understand this point. Please continue. Please continue to chant. There's no need to stop chanting Krishna, Krishna. But please also continue to properly teach and study. Now please sit with your students and teach them the grammatical sutras from Panini and the other scriptures. Teach them in a proper way. The Lord replied to his teacher, O my teacher, by the mercy of your feet, no one in Navadvip has the power to even debate with me. But you are correct. I will explain the sutras as I have previously done before returning from Gaya. No one in Navadvip will be able to challenge my explanations or prove them wrong, or prove even his own. I will sit down in the town and I will lecture. I will see who has the power to find fault with my explanations. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bowed before the feet of his teacher, Ganga Das Pandit, and after hearing the Lord's words, Ganga Das Pandit became happy. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, what good fortune was attained by Ganga Das Pandit. The Supreme Lord, who is worshipped by the 14 worlds, has become his student. And after hearing from Sri Gangadas Pandit, Lord Chaitanya returned to his students, and surrounded by them, he looked like the full moon surrounded by a host of stars. The Lord walked with his students directly to the Navadvip town, and he sat down right in the entrance of the city. He tied his garment tight, and he began explaining grammatical sutras, proving and breaking various interpretations. The Lord said, in Kali Yuga, even a fool with no basic knowledge, even of Sanskrit Sandhi, claims to be a Bhattacharya. A fool who does not even know the meaning of words will try to debate logic and philosophy. None of these fools can defeat me. I will see who can prove what I break apart, or break apart what I prove. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the master of the universe, spoke and spoke and spoke in rapt meditation on the grammar lessons that he was teaching. He lectured and lectured about grammar according to the instructions of Gangadas Pandit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued speaking from early afternoon till evening and until 2 hours of the night had passed, and still the Lord continued speaking. He would not stop. But at that time, by divine arrangement, a fortunate brahmana named Ratnagarbha Acharya, he passed nearby. He was a friend of the Lord's father, both being born in the same village. Ratnagarbha Acharya had great love for the Srimad Bhagavatam, and at the moment he passed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was sitting explaining grammatical rules in the entrance to the town of Navadvipa, Ratnagarbha Acharya was lovingly reciting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It began, Shamam Haranya Paridim Vanamalya Barha. The wives of the brahmanas saw Krishna putting on a garment, and that garment was glittering like gold. And Krishna was wearing a garland of forest flowers, and a peacock feather was upon his head. He was painted with minerals found in Vrindavan, and he looked exactly like a dancing actor on a dramatic stage. The Brahmin wives saw him. He kept one hand on the shoulder of his friend, and in the other, he held the lotus flower, and he was twirling it. His ears were decorated with lilies. He wore marks of tilak, and he was smiling very charmingly. Ratnagarbha Acharya, he again and again repeated this verse with both devotion and happiness. And hearing it, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once stopped his grammatical explanations and fell to the ground unconscious. His students were silent. They were astonished. And after a moment, the Lord suddenly jumped up and repeated, "Say the verse again. Say it again." He then fell to the earth and began rolling upon the ground, repeating, "Say it again, say it again." As the Brahmin again and again repeated the verse, an ocean of ecstasy rose up within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The tears from his eyes sprinkled the ground. He wept, he trembled, his bodily hairs stood erect. And seeing the Lord's ecstatic happiness, the Brahmana Ratnagarbha again and again recited the verse. And seeing the Brahmana's devotion, the Lord embraced him. And with the Lord's embrace, Ratnagarbha became filled with ecstatic love, and he grasped the Lord's feet, and he began to weep. The Brahmin had now been caught in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's net of love for Krishna. "Say it again, say it again," Lord Chaitanya loudly demanded. And observing the Lord's mood, the townspeople became filled with wonder and they bowed down to him to offer respect. But Gadadhar Pandit, however, wished to contain the Lord's ecstasy. He quickly stepped forward and requested Ratnagarbha to cease speaking this verse. The Brahmin stopped, and everyone sat down around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after some time, the Lord returned to external consciousness. "Tell me what happened. Tell me what happened," the Lord asked. "Did I act recklessly?" The students replied, "You are glorious and learned. What power do we have to say anything about you?" Now an external consciousness and his ecstatic emotions suppressed, the Lord went with everyone to the Ganga. After first offering obeisances, then taking some Ganga water and placing it upon his head, the Lord, looking just like the son of Nanda Maharaj along with his coward boyfriends, sat with his companions on the Ganga bank. And after a while, everyone took their leave and returned to their homes. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also returned to his home, and he who is the master of all the worlds first ate and then enacted his transcendental pastime of sleep.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare.
The students of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again arrived at the Ganga bank, and sitting down, they began to study their books. And when the Lord arrived, he quickly bathed in the Ganga, he sat down, and he began to teach. But again, he would only speak about Krishna and Krishna's service. One student asked, "Please explain verb dhatus, verb roots." The Lord replied, "All words are potencies of Krishna. Oh, my brothers, please listen. Look at a king. He has a splendid body. He is decorated with gold ornaments. He is glorious with sandal paste. The people may say his words are the words of Yamaraj or the words of the goddess of Lakshmi. Still, what happens to such a king when that which allows his body to function, his dhatus, his three life forces have gone? Where does the handsomeness of his limbs then go? That same body that has been respected will now be burned to ashes or buried in the earth. It is Lord Krishna that is living in all bodies as the dhatus, which are his potencies. It is therefore Krishna that one loves. It is ultimately to Krishna that one should be devoted. Although ordinary teachers may argue the statements you have made is true, or others may even say the statements you made is false, they do not understand that Krishna is actually the essence of life." Oh, students, please apply your mind to this point. There may be a very honorable person before whom I bow down to offer respects, but when his dhatus, that which sustains his body, leaves him, it is necessary for me to bathe even if I touch him. A son may very happily embrace his father, but when the father's dhatus leave, the son must place a fire to his own father's head. Those dhatus, the elements of life, are the potency of Krishna. It is therefore ultimately Krishna that is loved by everyone. Who has the power to refute my words? Lord Krishna's potency is supremely pure. He alone is worthy of our worship. All my brothers, become firmly devoted to Lord Krishna. Chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, hear Krishna's names. Day and night meditate on Lord Krishna's feet. Yamaraj has no power over anyone who offers water and durva grass to Lord Krishna's feet. Worship the feet of Nanda's son, for those feet give liberation to Aga, Baka, and Putana. Even though that Ajamil was thinking of his son, Ajamil somehow remembered Lord Krishna, and for that reason Ajamil went to Vaikuntha, worship Lord Krishna's feet. Clothed only by the four directions, Shiva serves Lord Krishna's feet. Goddess Lakshmi respectfully serves Lord Krishna's feet. Ananta Shesha chants the glories of Lord Krishna's feet, placing a straw between your teeth. The Lord taught his students, please also worship Lord Krishna's feet. As long as the dhatus, or forces of life, are within your body, engage in devotional service to Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your life. Krishna is your world. Therefore, I say you should grasp Lord Krishna's feet and declare to Sri Krishna, I give my body and my thoughts. Thus the Lord accepting the role of his own servant, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described his own glories. 6 hours passed, and still he did not stop. Enthralled, the students listened with singleness of mind. No one spoke a word. After some time, Lord Chaitanya returned to external consciousness. He became embarrassed at heart. He looked at the faces of his students and he asked, "Today, how did I explain the sutras about dhatus, verbal roots?" The students replied, "You gave the right explanation. Who can contradict your explanations? Whatever you say is the truth. What others teach is not true." The Lord then asked, "What explanations did I give? Please tell me." And the students replied, "You said that they were all the names of Lord Krishna. Your explanation, a little louder, your explanations of the sutras and commentaries speak only of Krishna. When you hear verses glorifying Lord Krishna, you act in such a way that causes us to think that you are not a mere human being." The Lord asked, "What did I do?" The students replied, "It was a great wonder. The hairs of your body stood erect. We have not seen this in anyone else. And yesterday, when we were in the town, you were lecturing, a Brahmin read a Bhagavatam verse aloud, and hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam verse, you at once fell unconscious, and there was no life in any of your limbs. And we were very surprised. When you regained consciousness, you trembled, you wept. Your tears were like the flowing of the Ganga. 100 men could not have held you still. From your head to your feet, the hairs of your body stood erect. Your fair form was covered with perspiration, saliva, and dust. And gazing at you, everyone was filled with wonder. And some who saw you said, 'This person must be Lord Narayan himself.' Someone else said, 'He must be Vyas, or Sukadev, or Narada, or Prahlad. He has the Lord's mercy as much as they have his mercy.' And we, your students, gathered around you and held you still. And after some moments, you regained external consciousness. And you did not remember any of this. We will tell you something more. And please listen to it with great attention. For the past 10 days, ever since you have returned from Gaya, your lectures on grammar have described only Lord Krishna's holy name and Lord Krishna's devotional service. We have been afraid to tell you this because no one has the strength to challenge the meanings that you have offered." The Lord said, 10 days without grammatical studies? Was it not your duty to inform me?" The students replied, "Your lectures were right. They were true. It is true that Lord Krishna is described in all the scriptures. It is true that Lord Krishna is the essence of all scriptures. And if we cannot understand it, it is our fault. You explain that Krishna is the root of all knowledge, and that it is only because of our bad karma that in our hearts we could not understand this." The Lord was pleased by the words of his students, and he said, "Oh, my brothers, I will now tell you what causes me to speak in this way. But please do not tell others. All my brothers, please listen. Whenever I look, wherever I look, I see a dark boy who plays the flute. Every word I hear with my ears is the holy name of Krishna. Every place I see is the holy land of Krishna. From today onward, I will no longer be able to teach and lecture about grammar. You may go to any teacher you like and learn from him, for I cannot talk of anything but Sri Krishna. Now I have revealed to you my heart. After speaking these words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep. He then tied up his books, and as he did so, the Lord's students bowed to him and they said, "We have studied under you. How can we study under anyone else?" And they too began to weep. "We will keep the lectures we heard from your mouth in our hearts, birth after birth. They will be our meditation. How could we study under another teacher? What we have heard from you is sufficient for us." With folded hands, they then called out the names of Lord Hari, and they too tied up their books. With folded hands, they called out the names of Lord Hari, and they too tied up their books. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the jewel of the Brahmanas, he began weeping, and then one by one, he embraced all of the students. Bowing their heads, the students also wept. And as they drowned in an ocean of transcendental bliss, they wept and wept. With a choked voice, the son of Sachi blessed all of his students. He said, "If someday I become a true servant of Lord Krishna, then I will pray that all your desires will be fulfilled. All of you, please take shelter of Lord Krishna. Please fill your voices with Lord Krishna's holy names. Please always hear Lord Krishna's holy name with your ears. Please know that Lord Krishna is your great treasure and he is your life's breath. What you have learned so far, that is good enough. Please gather together and chant Krishna, Krishna. By Lord Krishna's mercy, all the scriptures will be manifest within you. You are all my dear friends," he said, "birth after birth after birth." Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "Bowing down, I offer respectful obeisances to the feet of all these fortunate students, for they are Lord Krishna's eternal servants. If this were not so, how could they have studied under the Lord himself? Anyone who sees a person who directly saw the Lord's pastimes of scholarship will become freed from the bonds of repeated birth and death." Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, "I am a sinner. That is why I was not born at a time when I could have seen these blissful pastimes. Thus, I have been cheated by my fate. O Supreme Lord," he says, "please be merciful and allow your pastimes of scholarship to stay always in my heart. Although the Lord's pastimes of scholarship are eternal and have neither beginning nor end, nevertheless, they, in this way, ended. And the ending of these pastimes signaled the beginning of his pastimes of holding sacred time with his devotees each evening in Sridhar Mayapur, Sri Navadvip Dham. In the four directions stood weeping students with tears gliding down their necks. The merciful Lord said to them, "We will now make perfect that which you have heard and read for many days." The students inquired, "How?" And the Lord replied, "By chanting the holy names of Krishna." The students asked, "How should we chant the holy names?" In response to this question, the son of Mother Sachi then taught them, "Hari Haraya Nama, Krishna Yadavaya Nama."
Hari Haraya Nama, Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan.
Gopal Govindaram Sri
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then entered a trance as he again began tasting the nectar of his own holy names. "Chant, chant," the Lord called to the four directions. Again and again the Lord fell to the ground, and hearing that kirtan, all the Vaishnavas who lived in neighboring homes ran to where the Lord and his students were chanting. And seeing the Lord's ecstatic trance, All the devotee Vaishnavas felt great wonder and happiness filled their hearts. And they said, now we are sure there will be a great kirtan that will begin in all the towns of Nadia. When Lord Chaitanya returned to external consciousness, he again and again chanted Krishna, Krishna. And even though he was in external consciousness, he did not talk about external things even for a moment. He approached the Vaishnavas. He embraced them. He wept. And gathering around him, the Vaishnavas pacified the Lord before departing for their own homes. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu openly revealed his true nature and simultaneously destroyed all the sufferings of his devotees. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Madhavai, Madhavai, Keshavaya Nama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.